Hey, it's Christopher, and it's time once again for another Bob and Tom Extra. You know, we get you to work every morning on the show. Now, every afternoon at 3, we'll post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home. Coming up on today's program, comedian Greg Hahn, plus Donnie Baker with 4th of July tips, and Dick Hitswater, right after this classic from Donnie Baker and the Pork Pistols.
With the fluffy fur coat and them big brown eyes, chinchillas are just creepy rats in disguise. Chinchilla! You ever chew all your stuff in the stink like crap? Instead of buying a cage, you should buy a trap for chinchillas. You want to teach kids about raising a pet and articulated python's the one you should get. Not a damn chinchilla. I know a pet snake's a way to go. No, no chinchilla. I swear to God. Whoa, whoa. Chinchillas really blow. Say no to chinchillas. I swear to God.
That sounds pretty good. Hey, rewind it. Let's hear the track. Hey, and make sure you put enough reverbs on my voice. I don't want to sound like Billy Idol's. Change it to you, Scotty.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
But in the studio, we have one of my favorite human beings.
Well, thank you, Tom.
He is unhinged, and we've got him unleashed. It's Greg Hahn.
All right, this is the 4th of July show.
Yeah.
I love it. I love 4th of July.
Me too.
Hit him in the head. Hit him in the head. Marine Corps. Love the Marine Corps. How you doing? This is going to be the show, man. This is where you get discovered. I'm going to get a movie deal from this show, Tom.
Good.
Right. A sitcom deal. Get rich.
Okay.
Buy a llama farm. Get a kitchen fish tank. Get some plastic surgery. It's going to be botched.
Nice. A former Marine. I guess once a Marine, always a Marine.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Greg,
I wouldn't have been a comic had I not joined the Marine Corps, because you got to get in front of people and march them around. Left, right, left foot, right. Like stand-up comedy is a similar thing. I stand up there, I scream and yell. Same thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Greg Hahn is a great comedian, and he's going to be on the road, I understand.
I'm my own manager, my own agent, my own financial advisor.
Oh, God.
I'm driving the Greg Hahn empire into the ground. I'm my own writer. It's devastated my career.
Yeah. Greg Hahn is the greatest corporate comedian I've ever seen. We had Greg come into a meeting once and didn't tell anybody that he was a comedian. We just said he was a... Because you look like you could be any kind of corporate guy, like some kind of a consultant. And we said to everybody that he was a consultant, and 3 minutes into his lecture, he had everyone laughing so hard. The lady next to me said, if he doesn't stop, I'm going to wet my pants. That's Greg Hahn.
I think she was trying to pick you up.
That's now right. That you're your own manager, how do people find you?
GregHahn.com, and I did fire my corporate agent because I forwarded a bunch of gigs to them. I might as well have just deleted all those.
Wow.
So
now
I do
serious?
It myself. Yeah, absolutely. I take the call myself, do the negotiating.
There you go.
How does that go?
Well, go ahead. Make me an offer.
Well, okay.
Done! See, that's how it goes.
There you go. That's how he does it.
You want to do a show? Let's do a show.
All right.
I was going to say $5. But
I had $50 for you over here. So.
I could have talked you down.
Okay, good to know. We're hanging out with Greg Hahn. We got a story we haven't even gotten to yet.
But are you ready for my revision for my bean hierarchy?
Oh, yes.
Sure. Oh, okay.
Here's one of the fattest things I've ever done.
Sorry.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hi, Donnie.
Hey, tomorrow's a big day, man. You guys counting down the minutes?
July 4th.
Yeah.
I swear to God, it's the one day a year we can all set aside our political and physical differences and come together as one to blow stuff up good.
That's right.
I agree. Good point.
And it's all to commemorate that day Christopher Columbus first set foot on this Fraggle Rock.
When
American patriot Paul Revere's made his famous ride through the hood shouting, Columbus is coming! Columbus is coming! I swear to God.
A lot wrong there.
It's basically what we do now. Never fails. Sometime around 4 a.m., you know, we're getting ready for the grand finale, and my cousin Lonnie will wake up off his lawn chair and say, the cops are coming! The cops are coming! I swear to God. It's tradition, man. And if you're anything like me, you've been setting off fireworks the last 2 weeks in anticipation anyways.
Uh-huh.
Well, my neighbors love it.
Oh, I
and
bet.
I'll start lighting them off around midnight. And not 5 minutes later, all my neighbors are out of their houses rubbing their eyes, yelling, you know, cheering me on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
per Baker tradition, I'd like to pass on some 4th of July safety tips just so everybody has a safe 4th of July.
Oh, good.
Well, first of all, since the 4th is on a Wednesday this year, and most of your dick bosses ain't going to let you off work Thursday,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to be all hungover, okay? So use some common sense mm-hmm. and start drinking early.
Oh.
Secondly, I'll be setting my alarm for 6 a.m. by the way, and I already moved the fireball chiller to my nightstand so I can do a shot every 9 minutes when my snooze alarm goes off. And then I got a cooler full of ice and a beer in the bathroom so I can have a beer when I'm on the throne, plus a shower beer to get the day started.
A shower beer.
Shower beer. Oh, yeah.
And then once you got your buzz, it's time to get your grub on.
Huh.
You know, everybody knows family pitch-ins is sometimes questionable, no matter whose family you're in.
Sure. Yeah.
My Aunt Putty always brings her homemade coleslaw, which always ends up warm. Never fails. My Uncle Sonny, he's famous for possum jerky. You ever had that, chick?
No.
Oh, he used to sell it, man. I mean, some years it's fresh out of the trap. I swear to God.
My advice
is only
jerky.
Eat it straight off the grill. That way you don't catch salmonellas or head, foot, and mouth disease.
Uh-huh.
Our hot cousin Amber came down with Zika virus last year and still blames us for not cleaning out the mud vein on it. And thirdly and foremost, you're going to make sure you got the best fireworks on the block.
Right.
And there's a couple different ways you can do this. You can go the traditional route and go down to One Thumb Larry's, you know, wait in line for 40 minutes.
Right.
Get your black hats and your driveway snakes at a markup. Or you can do 4th of July Donnie Baker style and make your own.
Ooh.
Well, all you need is some common sodium bicarbonate and straight sugar.
Uh-huh.
And to make your own homemade fireworks, first thing you want to do is go around and collect all the 50-gallon drums and barrels you can find.
Right.
I always hit the Texas Roadhouse waiting for them to run out of peanuts. Then you're going to want to set all them barrels aside with no holes in them because those are going to be the barrels we use to hold the gasoline.
No gasoline, Donnie.
Finally, everybody knows nothing puts people in a mood for love more than fireworks. It's probably all them explosions going off, Christy. It's like subliminal.
Yeah.
So my last bit of advice is like this. Be sure to rubber up your Yankee Doodle. State law. Or at a minimum, I'll say it just like Kissinger. Don't shoot until you see the white of her eyes.
That was Henry Kissinger, actually. Good to know. I'm sorry. Today is International Bean Day.
Eat Bean Day.
Now, Chick McGee, you announced your hierarchy of beans.
That's right.
You changed it?
I had black beans, number
right?
one. Well,
really?
Everybody's going to go, oh, ready?
Here's my bean, one of the fattest things I've ever
my
done.
My bean hierarchy, number one. Mr. Bean. Mr. Bean!
You don't eat him.
Well, no, but I enjoy him very much.
Okay.
And then number two, black beans.
All
and
right.
then number three, pinto.
Well.
Well, don't we have a pinto sophisticated bean, huh? palate?
Pinto bean.
My hierarchy includes a bean that we have not mentioned yet.
What's that?
Refried.
Oh.
Oh.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Sour cream?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like to take these flour tortillas, smear it with refried beans, and then put the crunchy taco inside and set it in there like a glue? And
well, I do like that, but I also love it when Taco Bell does
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Otherwise known as the double-decker.
Heck yeah.
They have it at Taco Bell?
Yes.
They've had it for years.
How have I... I've been asleep at the wheel.
But you can eat a bunch of black beans, just no problem. You ever had like black beans like 1 in the afternoon and then like 6 at night? You're like, what is going on?
Yes, I have enjoyed that. Yes, I have.
I never get beans in my burrito.
Mr. Bean!
Okay, now we have to move on here. We have Christy Lee with a story. You started and we interrupted. What was it again now?
Yeah, a sunbather in Greece nearly died after she accidentally floated out to sea for 21 hours
on an
air mattress.
She's floating out.
No.
What is that?
It's a bad song from the 70s.
Henry Gross, Shannon. It's a great song.
It's good.
It has nothing to do with... Isn't that about a dog dying?
Well, as I was singing it, I remembered that, and I wasn't going to mention it.
55-year-old Olga Poldo of Russia was staying at a Greek resort with her family and was reported missing after she failed to return to her hotel after an afternoon swim. She was discovered the next day, 7 miles off the Greek coastline.
Well, I knew no look for me.
Poldo was hospitalized for sun exposure, sunstroke, hypothermia, and heart problems.
We thought you were the California raisin. Sorry, ma'am.
It's unclear.
Tell you what, Ogle, you started shaving your legs, we might have looked for you, okay?
It's unclear if she fell asleep. Reports say she was carried away, though, by a strong current.
I am natural woman.
She was kept in a hospital overnight, and her daughter says that Olga is lucky to have survived.
Holy cow, that's bad.
I can't take heat. I love cold. I stick my boobs in cold. I don't care about cold.
Well, it gets cold at night, so.
You know old saying, colder than Olga's boobies out here.
In a tin bra. That's right.
Cast iron panties. Very cold.
Poor Olga.
What
the hell?
Wouldn't there be sharks and stuff once you got way out to sea like that?
Yes.
She's not underwater. She's on top
of the water. Well, no, but circling the
sharks,
raft.
They're going to.
It's like the sharks ordered takeout.
Okay, here's the deal.
Takeout's here, sharks. Okay.
Sharks don't go after humans. They.
What are you, a shark activist?
This is Christian sharks.
They don't.
Yes, they do.
They don't go after.
I read that book. What was the book where the guy was trapped before he went to the Japanese prisoner of war camp? Remember, he's in
Unbreakable.
Unbreakable.
Or wait, something. Yeah,
yeah, something like
sharks
that.
Sharks do not.
And remember,
hunt
the sharks
out
are
men.
Circling, and they finally have to let the one guy's body off. Oh, it's awful.
What if you're flailing around, Christy, and your foot's bleeding?
Well, that's different. Now you look like a seal to them.
Mm. But
they
still
will,
a man.
But sharks will explore whatever's floating in the ocean there.
But she was on a mattress.
Right, but they'll still check that out.
I have a shark hierarchy.
Oh, God.
Could you get just a drum roll without the baddest thing I've ever done on it? Could we get that worked out for you?
Great white.
Right.
Yeah.
Tiger. Tiger. Hammerhead.
Oh, nice.
Oh, no,
no.
No? You got to reverse that. You want a hammerhead second.
You want
to? Yeah.
Tiger sharks are the ones that are really, really
they're aggressive,
aggressive,
aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
My shark hierarchy.
Shark Week's coming up.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Great white.
Great white.
Whale shark.
Yep.
CPO sharky.
Wow.
Don Rickles, ladies and gentlemen.
That's a dusty one.
What's a whale shark? What happens with a whale shark?
They're these huge whale shark mixes.
Are they aggressive?
No.
Oh, I'm not interested.
Nice nurse shark. They're really passive. You can pet them.
I like the little hats the nurse sharks wear.
So this lady was getting roasted out there?
Yeah.
So was she floating near the shore and it just kind of, she fell asleep and she floated?
They aren't sure. They're not saying for sure what happened exactly, but they assume she fell asleep and the strong current took her out to sea.
But these air mattresses, they don't deflate like my kids' toys do?
Apparently not. Not this one.
Maybe
she was
just asleep inside on the air mattress and then some impish kids from the camp...
Like in Meatballs?
Yes.
No, shoved
her out
do
into
that.
The
put her into the. Are you ready for the summer?
Rudy the Rabbit.
Hey, Josh, you got a little something, a little catch in your.
Yeah.
You got a little something.
Yeah.
Now, I know an awful lot about medicine.
Oh, good.
My father's a physician.
Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe you can
I've
help me.
I picked up a lot.
So there you go.
You describe your symptoms to me. I'll go ahead and tell you what's going on.
Feels like a head cold. I've got kind of some stuff in the lungs.
Right.
And
scratchy throat.
A little bit of a scratchy throat.
You're
yeah.
lonely, man. Lonely. Go on a date already. Okay, Christy, what's in the news?
Thank you, doctor. That was very
helpful.
That
will help.
We have a lot to get to here. Christy, what else have you got?
Well, it's the 4th of July. Be careful at your picnic. Over a dozen folks in North Carolina became sick after they were exposed to feces at a party.
Oh, boy.
According to Mecklenburg County officials, 18 people were hospitalized.
This was on the national news this morning.
After attending a birthday party in Forest Hills where some prepared food apparently came into contact with fecal material. Four of those hospitalized were confirmed to have Shigella, a contagious disease that is transmitted through direct contact with bacteria and fecal matter.
Isn't that Shigella.
A dance?
Yeah. My Shigella. It might be Shigella. That would be even worse.
This is a new one.
Did she host Saturday Night Live a couple weeks ago? Shigella.
Health officials believe improper hand washing likely caused the outbreak, which we have a story about that too, about washing.
Yeah, but this was a big deal. This
it was?
Yeah, the story was, I saw it in the national news.
So
there's
a party and only 18 people got sick and it's national news.
Well, because I think they put it in the national news because they wanted people to be extra careful with all the picnicking going on this weekend.
Well, you know,
and they say it was from whoever prepared the food probably didn't wash their hands properly.
Oh
no, Siri, this is
well. And if you leave it out in the heat like that, like a potato salad or macaroni salad, there's always salmonella. Is always
salmonella
lurking.
What's the name of this disease again, Christy?
It's always lurking.
What's this disease called again?
Shigella.
Shigella. I like empatigo much better. That's my favorite.
So right? in your disease hierarchy,
you got measles.
Empatigo first.
Yep. Yeah.
Ringworm.
Ringworm.
Ringworm. Yeah. Yeah, ringworm's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Yes. I think the reason they put this in one of the lead stories in the National Newswire this morning was because they want people to be careful.
Life begins at 40. You got to watch that food.
Careful for picnicking. And
gross.
So don't bring the poo-poo platter to the picnic table. sorry.
Mike Mark sent us this report this morning.
Uh-oh.
Residents in San Francisco reportedly greeted by the most atrocious smell ever. Over the weekend, someone dropped a large plastic bag filled with 20 pounds of human feces on a sidewalk.
Oh.
Just dropped it.
Yep. A spokeswoman for the city's customer service number 311 said several reports were filed regarding a large amount of waste, which she said was a common occurrence in San Francisco, but noted, was not a common occurrence, but noted this was not an atypical thing.
San Francisco, it's probably usually not in a bag.
There's a picture, Tom.
That's okay. I'll pass.
A clear plat?
Who collects that?
Boy. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
This is Dick Hitzwater sitting in for Peter Quimby. And this is a Some Other News safety report for the 4th of July.
Oh,
yeah. All right.
Remember the following safety tips, friends. Alcohol and pyrotechnics do not mix.
Right.
So only adults who have already chugged their drinks should shoot off the fireworks. Always wear protective goggles and earplugs and carry a bucket of water around if you want to be known as the neighborhood weirdo that will likely die a virgin. Attention any adults holding a lit sparkler. Put down the sparkler and go back to the bar. You look like a douchebag. And kids, if you see an adult holding a sparkler who is saying, "Look at me, I'm the Statue of Liberty," feel free to vigorously punch or kick them in the genitalia. When shooting off a bottle rocket, do not aim it directly at your buddies. Instead, hold it sideways like a gangster so you'll look really cool. Never shoot fireworks toward an elderly uncle or grandparent unless you want to see them dance like Jed Clampett with ants in their pants. And finally, here's a good rule of thumb to remember. Fellas, the shorter the fuse you have, the longer your penis is.
Is that right?
And this has been Dick Hitzwater sitting in for Peter Quimby, and this was a Some Other Safety News report for the 4th of July.
Thank you, Dick. Dick hits one.
Oh, sounds like something
short fuse. Yeah,
I'd like to point out that CPO Sharkey was on after the Beverly Hillbillies. Okay, I'd just like to point that out.
I'd like to point out that the Beverly Hillbillies was a hit show.
CPO Sharkey was a big hit.
How many seasons?
17.
It's got to be less than two,
including an anniversary season. Okay.
Much as I love Don Rickles, wasn't he in Run Silent, Run Deep? By the way.
Who's in Kelly's Heroes, right?
Yeah, okay, and I'm sorry, we'll move on. We have a comedian, Greg Hahn, has joined us here in the studio.
Yeah,
and
thanks for having me here.
We really have to talk about washing your hands properly.
Why? Oh, okay, because I'm here in the studio?
No, that's why that party got all...
Yeah, because they think that people didn't wash their hands correctly.
Mm-hmm. Aren't you supposed to
not
sing
that complicated.
Something? What is it?
Happy birthday, isn't it?
Well, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, they found 97% of the time most consumers are not washing their hands with soap for at least 20 seconds, which is the recommended time by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The study also found participants did not dry their hands with a clean towel.
Come on.
The lack of hand washing led to cross-contaminating food items, which of course spreads bacteria, which we learned can...
make you sick?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why they have to have the signs in all the bathrooms, employees must wash hands.
Yes.
And it makes you wonder if you didn't have that sign... Yikes.
Steve Nobody's Martin. Washing their hands for 20 seconds.
I easily do.
The CDC 20 seconds. Suggests yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. Singing the alphabet song or happy birthday twice while rubbing your hands with soap to wash them properly.
I'm kind of a germphobe, so I sing American Pie.
There you go, a little Bob and Tom Extra for you. Be sure to catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and of course on our website at bobandtom.com. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher. Have a good one.